This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris gets told off at the dentist. He's been very naughty. And also, why aren't they called orthodontists, not dentists? Also, Chris's wedding is coming up. He really needs to get his garden in order, so I'm trying to help. And will Three Lions be number one next week? Absolutely not. And did Zedd play a gig in Grimsby? Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Is it 2011? The first text we've got today says, "Hi, Scott, Chris and Becky." No, Becky's not on anymore. Hasn't been for a while now.
Oh, yeah. "Hi, Scott, Chris and Becky. Hope you're all well."
Yeah, she left. Maybe they've not listened for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for texting in, yeah.
We're all well.
We're all good. Years and Years If You're Over Me coming up, and Banks and Ranks. Stressful morning?
I'm sort of doing that thing where I rub my tongue along my teeth a lot. I went to the hygienist this morning. That's a cushy little arrangement they've got going on there, isn't it? So you go to see the dentist, and then the dentist, from what I understand, always goes, you should go see the hygienist.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to be working together like that?
Oh, what do you mean? Because it's going to cost more again?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, it's a good thing to do, generally, to go to a hygienist.
Yeah, I've not been for what they were telling me, ever.
No.
But I disagree with that.
Right, so you've never been?
She was saying I've never been before. Is a dentist better than a hygienist? Or is what's going on there?
I don't want to say either because obviously there will be both dentists and hygienists listening now, and I don't want to get into that.
But is a hygienist a dentist?
It's not my argument.
Or are they like a super dentist?
I don't know. Yeah, which is more senior?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Is what you're saying, yeah. I tell you what, though, they have a good old poke around, don't they?
Mate, really went in. And she was saying, I mean, it's not good what's going on in my mouth at the moment.
No,
that's the headline. But she was saying, you need to floss. Does anyone actually floss? I didn't know that was a thing. I honestly didn't. I thought that was like something, I mean, my dad does that, but I just thought it was something of slightly olden days.
Yeah, no, they do tell you to floss.
Flossing's an actual thing.
Who's got time for that?
Honestly, do you floss? Honestly? Like, you should. Like, it's an absolute horror story if you don't.
I go through phases, but obviously these teeth aren't...
you haven't got real teeth, no. Have you? Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Do you know what you need?
What?
An oral irrigator.
What's that?
Apparently, it's like a car wash for your mouth, but it takes mouth hygiene to a whole new level, apparently, and you can use it yourself. No dentist or hygienist needs to be there.
An oral irrigator.
Yeah.
She also told me this, right? Tell me if you knew this before, that when you brush your teeth in the evenings, you're not meant to rinse it out.
No real.
You're not meant to rinse it out, so you keep it in the mouth, so it like, so it's there all night, sort of doing its thing.
What, so...
Only rinse out in the morning. So, yeah, you brush your teeth. I can't imagine how this works.
Well, you're supposed to have, like, toothpaste in there.
Yeah, you keep the toothpaste in.
But I don't want that.
Bit of oral advice for everyone out there.
I don't want that. Are hygienists, though, just walking human toothbrushes?
Fair question.
I'm just asking. And what? No one seems to be telling us what the dentist hygienist thing, like where the ranking is there. Are they better, worse?
That's what I mean. If they were to battle, who would win? Scott
Mills. Big up to all the oral hygienists listening. Got Chris there and the dentist in Leeds. It seems that dentists are superior to the hygienists there, Chris. It's a bit like a pilot situation, do you know what I mean? Like the pilot's clearly in charge.
Yeah, got you.
Also, someone else has just piped up. This is Chris from Helmer Hempstead. Where do orthodontists stand in the dental hierarchy? I don't know. That's always confused me, that. Why are they called orthodontists?
Yeah, it should be orthodontists.
Because you don't go...
I'm off to the dentists today. Yeah, but maybe they're the best then, because they pronounce the name in a slightly more classy way.
Orthodontist.
I'm an orthodontist, not an orthodontist, darling.
Why aren't you called orthodontists? Because that would make a lot more sense. Anyway, have you got to go back? Of course you have.
Yeah. I'll put him, a couple more goes, actually, yeah. Have to chisel away there.
I remember one time before where they were like, yeah, you've got to book in at least six more. I'm like, six? Six? But I've not been for a while. Oh, actually, my dentist listens as well. Hello.
Dentist.
The dentist is listening right now, I think. I will call up and make an appointment soon. They get really annoyed, don't they? They get really annoyed. And I understand they're just doing their job.
Yeah, and if you cancel on them as well, not happy.
Oh, they hate it. Anyway, good dentist chat there for a good half hour. We have got Zedd on the show on Wednesday. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Are you a dentist?
You're right. I'm not a dentist, I'm a hygienist.
Okay, and you were at Lovebox at the weekend giving out hygiene advice.
Yeah, so during Annie Mac, actually.
During Annie Mac's set?
Yeah, so basically, wherever I go out, you know when you're dancing or whatever and someone's like, what do you do? And I say hygienist. They'll literally like shove their mouth in my face and be like, can you look at this tooth for me?
Not during Annie Mac's set at Lovebox. There's a time and
yeah,
a place.
He was like, my gobs, please. And I was like, you need to floss.
I love that.
You do need to floss then.
You do. Scott Mills. It's good that The Hunter, NY to LA, ASAP Rocky coming up, and also Zed, who's going to be with us on Wednesday. So many bangers. The Middle, Stay, Clarity. Such a good DJ and producer.
I'm just intrigued by him as well. Genuinely think we'd be good friends in another life, maybe.
What made me really, really like him was when... Do you remember he did that tour of his house on the internet? And his new house.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's not that new now, but it's banging. Mm. We'll ask him about all that on Wednesday. You know, sometimes you look through your diary and your phone, and you're like, I get some strange stuff in my diary, right? This thing's just come in. I have no idea what's going on. Right, so I've got, let me just run you through, it's not that interesting, but let me run you through some things this week. So got like a personal training session, okay? Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, I've got...
yeah, and then we've got things in the diary to do with work.
Interview Zed.
Yeah, I've got Raj Doot night with uncles.
Oh, when's that?
That's tonight.
What is that?
Curry House and Ruislip. Just,
right.
It's like a basically people who couldn't make my wedding.
Right, which is
like
really soon. We need to get onto that as well, because there's so much admin.
I'm trying not to think about it, to be
honest. There's so much admin that we haven't done. Then I've got Chart Show on Friday, because I'm still quite new at it, and I have to remind myself that I'm doing the Chart Show on Friday.
Yeah.
But then this has just popped up, right? Karate with Anne-Marie. Now, why is that?
Is there a question mark after it? Is it like an idea that someone's had?
No, it's in there in bold, and it just says Karate with Anne-Marie. Now...
See, ordinarily, I would say this is something that you've signed up to on a night out.
Yeah.
But you're not really doing those so much anymore.
So that's me and her together on Thursday. But like, where has this come from? Because I can't do karate. I've never done it. I can't see Anne-Marie being good at it.
She's good at karate.
Oh,
she's good at karate. But, so maybe she's just doing karate with different people or something.
Do you know, that had completely slipped my mind that she's actually karate queen.
She's good at it, yeah.
What, was she going
to... But why you? Like, that's kind of weird. You're going to have to don robe. Although you're quite like that, like spa day, isn't it?
Oh, I love a spa day. Scott Mills. Right, this is ridiculous now. Anne-Marie, off of 2002, is a 3-times world karate champion.
She's not world champion.
Right.
That's an exaggeration.
I've got a video of her saying it on Lorraine Kelly's show. 3-times world. I've also found out a bit more about it now, because it's Karate with Anne-Marie has just popped up on my phone diary. No idea. Apparently it's something she's doing for, I think, YouTube, where she just teaches me a karate move. I'm going to get thrown, aren't I? I'm going to get thrown.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the names of some of the moves as well, so you can be clued up for it.
Right.
She's going to horse palm you.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, that's one.
Are you sure these are right?
Are we sure these are right? They sound... Well, we're not sure.
Go on, Anne-Marie, horse palm me.
Southern grab of the panda.
No real.
That's a great one. Leaf hand of the monkeys.
Right. I'm not sure this is right. Also, she does have... it's a few years old, but she does actually have a song called Karate as well.
This sounds... I hope she doesn't do this to you. The Penetrating Ancestral Orb Clutch.
I'm all right, thanks. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. I would put some money on the fact that you will ask Zed on the interview to DJ your wedding.
I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, I'd put money on that.
It would be incredible if he DJ'd my wedding.
Zed is not going to DJ your wedding, though. Also, that's the kind of thing that you would say and would, I think, would offend a DJ and producer of that calibre. Because basically you're saying, well, you're only good enough for my wedding.
No, I'm not. No, what he's saying is, I really respect you, and if I could have anyone perform at the wedding, it would be you, Zed.
Yeah, but, like, there comes a point in people's careers where it's like, well, no, but I'm better than... No offense.
You think you're better than doing people's weddings, do
I'm
you?
I'm not a wedding DJ. Pardon?
You're not a wedding DJ.
No, that's what he will say to you.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I have been a wedding DJ.
Yeah.
It's not my favourite thing to do, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'll do a little turn at yours.
Oh,
we've agreed that. Oh, no, we agree that?
No,
I know what I'm doing.
I wasn't planning on you actually DJing.
Oh, you don't want me?
Well, I'd rather you just enjoyed yourself, you know? Just enjoy yourself.
Right, so you don't... You wouldn't have me as a DJ at your wedding?
No, I wasn't planning on it. But that's not a bad thing. That's only because I'd like you to go and enjoy yourself.
Like, I thought I was on.
No, otherwise it's going to be, oh, it's Scott Mills for me. No, none of that. Blend in, enjoy yourself. Have
now
a
I've
drink,
said, chill. No, I said I don't normally DJ weddings, but now I've been told that I'm not DJing your wedding. That's changed it.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Slight change of plan, guys. Zed is on the show on Thursday. I know you've probably all put it in your diaries as Wednesday, but not Wednesday. Zed Day is Thursday.
What day is Zed Day?
Thursday.
Okay.
Bangers is coming up. I've got another cracking week of tunes for you. I feel like I've got a bit of a new lease of life on that at the moment. Sometimes it's a struggle, but at the moment they just come into me like that. In the night sometimes. I'll wake up and be like, yes, I'm going to play that.
All right, you say that. Well, my bangers choices this week, I think, are going to look really, really strong. I've got a good one today.
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, bring it on.
Bring it.
Scott Mills.
I'm still amazed that Charlie Sloth and Drake have done that Fire in the Booth. Mm. It's unbelievable.
I saw that afterwards on Saturday evening, and I'd been out and I wrote a really kind of melty, like classic me going out on an evening status.
I bet
about
it was.
It.
Can I say it was probably like, oh, I'm so proud to work at Radio 1.
It's always the same. It's best radio station in the world.
Yeah.
Truly believe that.
But
I don't know why I always have to say this. Like every week, it's every weekend I'm writing this kind of stuff at the moment. But how good is the Fire in the Booth?
Oh.
I love the whole thing around it. I love the fact that they came in at sort of at 4 a.m. or something, straight from a night out.
Yeah, they literally just like came in here. I think it's this studio that we're in
now.
How
cool is that?
I know, 4 a.m. and then they just record a Fire in the Booth together and it's magical. Also, one of my favourite bits from watching it is actual Drake, like the biggest star in the world right now, drinking Prosecco from our really rubbish BBC plastic cups.
Yeah, and there's no angry people from the office running in saying, you can't do that.
No, it seems to have slipped, that one. It seems to be allowed to drink in the studio, which none of us are.
Radio 1.
Well, you know I'm always, and I have done for years, on and off air, Chris, saying like how rubbish our summers are.
Yes.
Always. And I'm like I just want to live somewhere where like they have actual summer as opposed to, just a few meh days of sun here and there. I take it all back. It's been hot for ages. Now, I know it's breaking in a lot of places and it's going back to being a bit more average this week. I'm over it.
You're done?
I'm done with it.
Really?
And I'm the first one to complain, oh, it's not hot enough. I can't deal.
I know, I don't like people complaining about the weather. It's great.
It's been too long now. And Harrod, driving, says, I don't think she's driving, she's being driven, but she says, I've had some wonderful news. For the first time in a month, it is raining in Cardiff.
What? Why are you saying it like that?
I know. She's kind of pleased. And, like, believe me, it always rains in Cardiff, but hasn't done for a very long time.
Scott Mills.
That is number one in my head at the moment. You know, I have my own chart because I'm like a chart geek. I present the official charts now on Radio 1. But I also have a non-official one in my head. It's just a top three, sometimes a top five, but they're number one in my head.
But that's really risen up.
In my head, yeah, they're doing really well. Because in the actual chart, it's not top 10 yet, but I think it needs to be.
Yeah.
Because what a tune. One of the best songs of the year. 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood.
Speaking of chart... when you announced it on Friday and then you had to play 3 lines, talk to me. How was it?
Yeah, it was a bit awkward, but I said that I did a whole speech of like, look, it hurts a bit, but well done, England. You've done so well. I really sounded like I knew what I was talking about. And
good.
Then I played 3 lines. Yeah. Which will completely drop out of the chart this week, by the way.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I mean, that's not a spoiler. Do you mean, there's no point going, will it still be number one for a second week? No, it won't. Of course it won't. I'm ridiculous. So all that like drama that you would normally hear on Radio 1. Hello, I'm George Ezra. Can I make it 3 weeks? There won't be any of that because it definitely won't be.
So could this be the first number one that then drops the largest amount
They're, yes, Chris.
Do you see what I mean?
Like, that is true.
I don't know how you word that in a neater way for the chart, but you get what I'm saying.
I'll work on it by Friday, but you're absolutely correct in that. With my chart head on here, I will tell you that that's never happened before, where it's been number one and then literally dropped out of the entire top 40.
Your little chart hat.
Oh. Hello, Maddie.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Petersfield at the moment.
Near kind of Portsmouth, Hampshire.
Yeah, that's the one.
Home of Radio 1's money-saving expert, Matt Edmondson.
Ooh.
Yeah, and if you wanted to go shopping, Gunwharf Keys.
Yeah, that's the one.
Not that Matt would go there, because it involves spending money. And Tom Hardy, I know he's been spotted in your area as well. Does he live there, or...? Yeah.
No, but Jude Law lives here, I think.
Oh, Jude Law. Nice. Well, Gunwharf Keys as well is sort of like a key dating area.
Oh, yeah. So many dates
because
on
there. Because it's like alfresco dining out there.
Yeah, you've got like the harbour there and you've got the slightly more rubbish Burj Al Arab thing.
The Spinnaker Tower.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Right, so what do you do? Have you got a day off today? You're working?
I've got a day off today, but I'm a nanny.
Oh, okay, cool. So you listen quite a lot, do you, when you're nannying?
Yes, I do. I have it on all the time.
Who do you normally pick, me or Christopher?
I'm a 50-50 split, depending on who pulls it out of the bag, really.
Oh, that's all good.
I like you.
When you're nannying, is that for someone well-famous?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Not allowed to say. Nah. Props Jude Law.
Probably is. Okay, I have got this for you today, and I would like you to consider it, please. Thank you.
Good song.
Good song. Do you know this one?
Yeah, I do. This is good.
Bowling for Soup. Girl or the Bad Guys won. Is that right? Girl or the Bad Guys?
Girl or the Bad Guys won. Yeah.
Okay, that's my choice.
Good choice. Okay, you can have that. We can have my banger choice today, which is this. I've gone full rowdy with this one. This is Chasing Status. Pieces. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
I think it's the one Chasing Status song I haven't had on bangers for a while, so I thought we'd go there.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both good choices today, yeah. We were right about each other, actually.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Usually, I would go for the first choice, but I think I'm going to have to go for Chasing Status.
Oh. Yes. Good start to the week for you. Thanks, Maddie.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! One. Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
I would have picked yours. I would have. That is huge. Chasing Status on BBC Radio 1.
So good live as well. Like, so rowdy. It's amazing. I'm going to be honest here as well. Someone messaged me that on Insta and suggested it. I just thought it was a great shout.
Do you know what, though? You're officially now out of all of Chasing Status's back catalogue.
I'm out now, so I'm done. So it's going to have to be something different.
There isn't any left.
Yeah, your
cupboards
sums
are
up,
bare.
Sums it, yeah, the Chasing Status cupboards are bare.
Yeah.
And so is your Lady Gaga's.
It's not, though.
It is, though.
No, because what about Applause? That one's still not, been on.
You throw that one out there.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay, thanks.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this is weird. See what we think about this. Our producer, Mark, gets very hot, especially in this hot weather. Me and him are the same. We are both sweaty foxes.
Yeah, even when it's hot, it's obviously worse, but you two sweat at the best of times.
Like, sometimes me and him will just have whole conversations going, it's really hot in here, isn't it? And everyone else is like, no, it's absolutely fine.
Do you know
like,
where
no,
I
it's
really
boiling.
Notice it?
It's really hot in here.
If we go to the pub or if we go to a restaurant,
yeah,
then that's where you guys sweat, and it's like, it's not that bad in there.
Yeah, but me and him get a proper leak on. I mean, there's no, it's literally from the hair, it's like everything is just wet. Anyway, so he, hi everyone, attractive. He went to like the barber for a trim of the beard at the weekend and asked the barber guy to run his head under the tap of freezing cold water because he was so hot. Now, like, he hadn't had a haircut. He was, I mean, he didn't even use shampoo. He was like, excuse me, would you mind just washing my hair in that really cold water over there? And so, for you know, it's, his head's like under the tap and, he's, and then he's cool again. That's but that's the, I would go to that level to be cool because when I'm hot, I can't think of anything else and then it makes it worse.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the kind of thing I can imagine you two doing, sticking your heads in the sort of freezer bit of a supermarket.
Right. I'm not, that's so weird that you said that. Saturday, I had to go into the shop that rhymes with Wesco and stand by the freezers just to cool down.
Scott Mills. Radio.
Scott here with Chris. Mate, you're getting married next week.
I know.
We're like, not sorted.
Also, that's quite deep, isn't it? I mean, it's full on marriage.
Yes.
This is a big deal.
It is, yeah. It's happening next week. Also, talking of getting a trim, which we were a minute ago, we need to discuss if you want some essential man maintenance.
Ah, yeah.
Because I've taken the time to ask your future wife what she would like to happen, but I need to run it past you, because obviously you need to be comfortable with it, because it's going to hurt and it's going to be your body.
Yeah.
I'll come back with what she said with her findings after this. I'm sorry, I haven't told you this yet.
Scott Mills.
I need to start taking charge here, really, because your wedding is next week, and I feel that we're not ready.
We're not ready. That's the truth of it.
As well as being appointed, well, I was head of fashion, wasn't I? I've now been appointed to head of topiary.
Which is massive for you when you think about it, you know. And I know you're a bit annoyed you're not best man, but there is no reason to be annoyed because that is two big old roles at the wedding, isn't it?
We just need to make sure it's all really neat and tidy for you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I had a terrible chat with my fiance a while ago, and said, I say, okay, like, in an ideal circumstance here, how would you like me looking, sort of thing? Mm-hmm. And the thing she said sort of angered me. So after that, I left that discussion for ages. And now you're telling me that she's... And I find this such a weird situation. She's dealing with you to try and get you to solve things about me.
Well, we're going. Thursday is when we're going. So I got you, well, so far, hair, eyebrows, but then we need to decide the next bit and how far we go. Okay, so
but with the eyebrows, for example, I don't see really why anything much needs to happen to them.
You've got a big old bush on your head and your face there, so like we'll just get that thinned out.
But we're not drawing; it's not going to be like lines drawn on.
No, they just need to be trimmed because they just need to look smarter and neater.
And then the controversial bit, which I find very weird that you're discussing with her, is what's going on downstairs.
Yeah, so I floated the idea of intimate waxing, and you said last week you were keen but a little bit unsure because never done it. So Thursday morning, if we're going to do it at all, is when we're going to do it. Okay. Now I have mentioned it to future wife in text message form, and she doesn't seem to think you need it. And obviously she would know that better.
Now that surprises me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because
what's going on?
Well, that's a very different discussion to what I've had with her previously.
Oh, do you think she's embarrassed talking about it with me?
No, I don't. I just think, I don't know, maybe she just thinks the whole situation's slight. But then she is dealing with you on the situation. My biggest
fear... Have you let your garden grow and not weeded it?
My biggest fear is that I don't know what's meant to be happening down there.
Right, okay.
Well, that's my biggest problem.
I've looked on this website and you have to pay for certain areas to have it whipped off.
All right, but if we were dealing with this in a sort of zonal way...
Yeah.
I don't know how we can do this, really. I don't know how we can talk about this.
Right, okay, so, like, there's you can have, like, one area, two areas, up to four areas, okay?
Okay, but let's say there's two major areas, right, and then there's a lovely pathway in between.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you were designing a garden, right, and
yes.
It's got
well, that's what
decking
I'm thinking
on one
of, yeah.
side.
Yeah,
and
you've got decking there.
And it's got just, like, you know, there's something on the other side.
Just some plants.
But in terms of the sort of the adjoining area
patio
there. Now ideally
crazy paving
what is it
like I don't know.
Should it be sort of wild or should it be like
I don't know
like if you were to design the garden what should it be like
well I found I will find you a place around here I've already looked at a couple of websites but like there's because you've got like, I can say buttocks, right? So you got that. You can have that. I can't say.
Well, that
those.
Goes without saying. That's right. The sort of.
But
yeah.
I will find you a place around here once we decide on that. We'll go there Thursday. I don't need to go. Where am I going? Anyway, we'll call them.
Yeah, you haven't clarified this actually. This wouldn't be you doing the.
No. But what I think we do is you call them, order what you want, and do you know what? Because I'm a good friend, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, that's very kind. But I don't. The key thing here, and I don't know if anyone can help me. I don't know what I want. If someone could explain how my garden should be growing,
right.
I would very much appreciate it.
Okay, cool. When we do call them, please let's do that call on air because people will definitely want to hear that. Okay? That's my plan for Thursday.
Scott Mills.
What's up for you?
just the messages we're getting.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that to be the overriding thing that people were saying, but it looks like it's all going at the moment. Daniel and Preston says we should pave the whole thing. No shrubs.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so Thursday's our day, okay? Mm-hmm. You just need to let me know. Well, we call them tomorrow on air, and then you'll decide what you're having on and what you're leaving on and what you're having off.
It's just such a busy week. That's
I know.
What it feels like. So, yeah, the designated time is Thursday.
Thursday morning. Obviously...
That's Zed Day, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot on at the moment. Oh. But we will... I mean, do we put this on Instagram or what?
What do you mean?
Well, people are invested in this story now. People are loving it. It's like hundreds of messages from people going, you've got to do this on the gram.
It would be good to get a gardening expert on, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll write that down.
But we're definitely doing it on Thursday. Now, here's the thing. I've looked on their website again. It's like different areas, different prices. Obviously, the more areas, the price goes up. What's a Speedo line? Speedos are not for me.
Is that so surely that's anything above where the Speedos are?
Above the line of the
above
pants?
Above the line of... Yeah, the nodding here. So, yeah.
Right. Okay, do you want that?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I've not done it before.
Do you want to show me a Speedo line? We'll see
no.
if it needs... Well, no, it's just...
That's what I mean.
You're not going to see anything, are you? I just need to see if it's got hair on it.
I'm honestly amazed we're talking about this right now.
Okay, well, you're going to have to make the call then. I'm not going to be able to... you need to say what you want to have. And we'll do that on the show tomorrow.
Scott Mills.
This does happen now and again, and I totally understand what you're saying, Juliet, who's just been in touch from Coventry. She's like, hello, you're on the air. Sometimes you just forget that because it does, like, it feels like now we are just having like, a conversation that we would normally have off air.
It's actually a great thing to do because loads of people get in touch, and I really do appreciate the help.
Yeah, because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Not
there?
At all.
He has no idea. But yeah, Thursday's the day, and obviously you're now invested in this story, so we'll definitely keep you up to date.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.